back in the stew. Yes, brother.
Long time coming.
Long time coming, bro.
Been way too long.
It's been too long. Like, yeah, the Euros, yeah. Olympics, yeah. But we got to get down back straight to it. So, yeah, bro, glad to be back. You know, here with Sanch, as always, to chop it up. How have you been, bro?
Been good, bro. There, like you said, Euros, Olympics, yeah. But it's not
the same.
It's not that team there. Do you get it? It's not the same. Yeah. So yeah, no, glad to be back, and I want to stay back, stay in this motion, etc. So yeah, good, bro.
100%, man, and obviously, off the back of a great interview with Toyosi that we did, new space. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Trying to motion properly, bro. Trying to do things the way that we want to do and that we've envisioned for so long. Do you get what I'm saying? So, yeah, that was a landmark. And, yeah, it was great. Great feedback, etc. And, yeah, we're going to be in more spaces in the future, bro. Debates coming up. You know what I'm trying to say? We're going to be back with so many new segments. So, yeah, bro. Just glad to get straight back into it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, 100%, bro.
100%. Yeah, man. So, today, no better place, you know where we are, to chop it up about the new season, bro.
Yeah.
It's going to be a mad one. What are you saying? Like, how are you feeling just in general? Like, obviously, we just mentioned, like, yeah, Olympics, yeah, Euros.
Yeah.
But are you excited for the season that's coming up?
Yeah. As always, bro, there's always, like, you know what's crazy? Yeah? Every year, I always hear someone say, no, this year's going to be mad, you know?
That's me, you know? Nah, bro. I swear down, bro. Bro,
we say this every summer. Like, bro. I know, like, but no, but it's not wrong, though. It is going to be mad. Like, it is, like it always is. Do you get it? So, yeah, man. Nah. Intriguing one, though. Intriguing one. Bit different, in my opinion, to kind of past years, etc. So, nah. Looking forward to it, bro. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, different kind of optimism, I would say, still. Mm. It's like the season starts and you're always up for it for different reasons. It could be new signings. It might be a managerial change.
Yeah.
It might be that your team was performing well in a prior season. There's just different levels of why different fans have their optimism. But yeah, obviously getting into United, it's mad, bro, because if we had this, you know, session, I'd say 2 weeks ago, it would have been a different conversation still. I'll be honest, because obviously as it stands, we've obviously signed Euro and Zirkzee as well. And also imminently Mazraoui and De Ligt. So 2 weeks ago, obviously we had signed Euro, Zirkzee was in through the door. I'm looking at it like, yo, changing my life. Ineos are changing my life, bro. Like, we ain't ever seen one, us meeting release clauses, and two, payment terms and all of that. Listen, I am not no banker, or I don't do finance and all these things, but I know for sure we weren't doing these kind of things. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So at that point, I was thinking to myself, cool, things are motioning. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, let's see what happens. Then things started to stagnate. Do you get what I'm saying? And I got a bit frustrated because I'm like, need to get players out, man. We need to kick on this process quicker than it's seeming. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then lo and behold, things started to maneuver. Do you get what I'm saying? So yeah, just off the back of the transfers, I would say I'm more in an optimistic kind of mind frame when it comes to United still. What are you saying?
Yeah. Like, but my understanding has always been that when they come in, you're expecting to see some of the things we've already seen. But at the same time, you can't undo 10, 15 years of ineptitude in one summer.
Mm.
So you remember you came up to me and be like, bro, like, why are we not getting rid of any, like, all of this and that? And I hear it, but it's like, bro, this isn't even a summer job. Do you get it? So I understood. And there's been, like, why haven't we got a midfielder yet? But it's like, I can't even get onto them with the angle they went at. Like, if they've overhauled and want to overhaul the defensive area, which it seems that they've done this summer, if they decided to just overhaul the midfield area instead of the defensive area, you couldn't even get onto them. But you can't.
We're still with Evans, though.
Do you get it? That, exactly, you'd call it an overhaul and we're still, do you get it? Yeah. So it's like, there's no right or wrong way of them to approach it. If they decided to overhaul the midfield first, calm. If they decided to overhaul the defence, which they've done, calm. But one thing they can't do is overhaul attack, defence and midfield, innit? So, yeah, they're not the main. In that sense, I'm happy because obviously I don't think it might be time for Maguire to move on. Lindelof isn't good enough. Evans isn't good enough. Varane was always injured. So it's like that's a step in the right direction. But I also understand it's not the only step. Do you get? And like you said, the sales are frustrating. But when you buy a man like this for 10 years and 15 years, there's going to be man here on a lot of money that no one's going to want to buy for that. So at the same time, it's patience, it's frustration. But on the whole, like these men are traveling out with them on pre-season.
Oh, that was a dream. That was a dream.
Just that genuinely, is enough.
Genuinely, bro.
Like, is enough of a change for me.
Bro, when I saw Dan Ashraf and them man there, I said, you man's days are numbered. Like, no joke, bro. Yeah, I'm looking at it like, yo, you lot thought that you could just sit comfy and you can just, you know what I mean, bro?
Mm-mm.
Like, not show your willingness to be at the club. A lot of players. I don't think that, I've already seen it anyways, personally. From pre-season, the way some of these men are chasing their fullbacks, bro, and covering space, I'm like, yo, you lot know that.
You lot know what time it is.
And the biggest thing that I wanted to mention was how strong our depth is looking at just with the signings we've made. So basically, I was chatting to my mate and I was like, look, before on our bench, we used to have guys, not even guys, but we used to have kids. Do you know what I'm trying to say? When we had our injuries, etc., kids will be there, etc., at the forefront of
our... Even on the weekend, bro.
Do you get what I'm saying, bro? But then when I look at when all the players are back, bro, we can have guys like, potentially, Yoro on a bench, Mazraoui on a bench, Amas Malacia. Like, just that, bro. Literally, just that changes the way our team looks, bro. Our squad.
And just to go on to that end, the ending where you said Mazraoui. Now, I liked Wan-Bissaka. I'm sure you did too. But a main issue was that. I'm using Wan-Bissaka as an example because he seems like he's going to West Ham, innit? And we've replaced him with Mazraoui. That, for me... You were talking about, oh, we're going to have Mazraoui on the bench. Well, we had Wambi on the bench. Do you get it? But for me, the main thing here from that signing is that Dalot might not play or Shaw might not play, but we're going to get the same thing or the same attributes from Mazraoui coming in. Do you get it? Which we weren't getting from Wan-Bissaka. And for me, that was the main problem last season. Aside from the injuries, it was the guys replacing them. So that is massive.
Yeah.
If Yoro's not there and De Ligt now can come in, and there's similar attributes. It might not be to the same level. Someone might be better than the other. But we're going to ask the same things. And that's the main thing. And that's what I'm most impressed by the signings, innit? And then even like Xerxes, who's different to Hoyland, at least it's in a position where you can be different. You see Dalot, he's asking to come inside to collect the ball. Wambi can't do that. Whereas up top, you can have different players. So it's like, you can see what they're trying to do and you can see what they're trying to build. And that for me is the main issue. And I'm glad it's getting sorted out because, like I said, that was the main issue for us last season.
Yeah, bro. Like, that's the main thing, bro.
Yeah.
That we're actually strengthening,
yeah.
But the level is not going to drop so much. Do you get what I'm
saying?
And
there might still be, but it won't be as many positions. Do you get?
100%, bro. And you just got to see how things play out. Etc. It's going to be a long season.
A tough one again. I think it'll be a tough one again. Yeah. But yeah, not much. Like, there's more hope. Do you get
100%. There's more hope. There's more things for fans to be optimistic about. Mm. We were there at Wembley. Mm. Obviously, didn't get the result in the end. But just based on how we played, bro, I'm like, I have already seen positives.
Mm.
Like, a lot of fans want to live in the mediocrity of how things go. Do you know what I mean, bro? Like, they'll see something and they'll still attribute it to, oh no, but it's because this is happening, or City were bad, or City didn't have their players, etc.
No new signing players as well, bro. No new signing played. So that's the team that finished eighth. Was it eighth?
Yeah.
Seventh, eighth last season. Mm-hmm. And you come now and you just see a completely different attitude, commitment, to what their people are asking to do. I tweeted it earlier. Before, we'd get bypassed and everyone's just looking at each other like, oh, what are you meant to be doing? What are you meant to be doing? On the weekend, the one time they bypassed our midfield, Casemiro, hands in the air. He apologised like 5 times. I don't know if you saw it. Then they've attacked. They've won a corner and he's still apologising at the corner. He's still apologised. And I'm like, bro, that wasn't happening last year. Because man didn't know what they were meant to do. Was I in the wrong? Casemiro knew he was in the wrong. So he knows what he was meant to be doing. And that's enough for man. As long as Matt, look how good he played. Because spaces ain't as big. You're using him in a way where it will help him. Do you get it?
So, out of possession, bro. We were.
And just that. Do you get it, bro?
Out of possession. Even one of my biggest takeaways. Yeah, bro. But I saw things in possession last season, bro.
Yeah.
Like, if fans want to be naive, no problem. But I saw us on the ball doing things. It just didn't work.
Yeah.
But off the ball was my biggest takeaway, bro. Because I saw man covering gaps. Tracking their runners. You get what I'm saying? You will be held accountable. And I'm gassed, bro, that we've got guys that are monitoring everything. So yeah, man, let's see. It's going to be a long ride. But yeah, we're going to get into predictions and see what's going on. So what are you saying, though, in terms of the champions? You know, it's mad, bro, because before I ask you that question, before I ask you that question, in my head, I'm like, when are we going to be speaking about? But in terms of like knowing, cool, yes, we are challenging.
Because
off the back of last season, the season before last, when Arsenal did what they did, you know, majority of people, bro, rival fans were coming out saying they're not doing that next season. And Arsenal fans were a bit, you know what I'm trying to say, bro, like not knowing whether they're going to do something cool if they're not. Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of like me asking you this question, but in the back of my head, I'm like, when are we going to be confident that we're going to be challenging?
We're coming.
But just patience, do you know what I mean? But I don't want to be talking about these other teams, bro. Course, like, do you get what I'm saying, bro? But
I get you.
You get it, bro.
Bro, but I feel like I'm a bro. I feel like I sound like a broken record, bro, because I think this is the third season. Second season. I don't think I've done it the first season, but the second season in a row, I'm saying Arsenal. Because if it's not this year,
but did we say that last?
No. But there was Klopp, Liverpool. You know, like at least there was three teams. I look at City. Forget the weekend. I didn't think they were great, but they had players missing. Whatever in the FA Cup final, I couldn't believe what I watched, bro. And that screamed to me a team that has won it all, which they have. Do you get it? Last season they were chasing a record that's not been reached of winning 4 in a row. No one's won 4 in a row but them. What, they're going to... Is that same hunger there to go win 5? But no one's won 5. Why do you need... Sometimes the hunger dies, even though as much as you're winners, etc. And as much as the hunger dies on one end, the hunger to now win it, it grows higher on the other end. Do you get it? And I think... It's not too much detail. It's other than, if it's not this season, when is it going to be? They are, for me, the standout favourites, bro. And then... after City, cool, the challengers. You can't tell me a team that's close to any of them two, bro.
Saying Villa, cheeky shot.
Nah. and it's just like, well, if it's not this season, they're in big trouble. They have to take their chance this season. Because if they don't, Liverpool will improve. Close the gap. You could argue Spurs might, United might, City might. Do you get it? So it's like... It has to be this year. It has to be.
I wish I was replying to you saying, no, bro. It'll be us. But, yeah, bro. My kind of thinking is, until it's not...
Fairs.
I'll be a fool to back...
Fairs.
I don't back any of them, but I'll be a fool to... To back the bottle jobs. They haven't shown why they're going to win the league. In terms of when it gets to crucial stages, they always bottle it. Villa last season, some will say Villa wasn't the reason. Villa was what slowed down your momentum when you was doing so well. Do you get what I'm saying? the season before that, we know what happened. Ramsdale, Southampton. Do you get what I'm saying, bro? So I'm going to be the boring one.
No, I've been, I'm trying to say.
Because I know your reasoning. I get your reasoning. And really and truly, based on everything with how City are playing, and is Pep looking to, is he looking for his great escape with the 1-1-5? We don't know. Like, we generally don't know what's going to happen next season with City, bro. But what I do know is their team is still ridiculous. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, it is. Like, and also, they have young G's, bro, that could potentially come into the side and plug gaps. Like, McAtee, baller.
Yeah, like on the weekend.
Bro. Oscar Bob, baller. So, yeah, not going to get much out of me. Like, really and truly, I just don't back Arsenal, bro. And there's no one else.
Fez.
Don't back Arsenal because I feel like, I don't know, bro. I don't know. Really and truly, they should be doing it. They should be getting it done. And if they ain't getting it done, there's massive issues. Yeah, like, massive issues. Because like they were laughing at us. They were laughing at United fans saying, process. I still see, I don't want to call man out. The season started, so I'll cool my head down. But man in the group chat trying to draw me out. Times we're losing, saying process. Is it still a process? Is it still a process? But you guys have lauded your process and said your process is the blueprint. So, yeah. If you're not winning the Premier League title this season, then what's all of this, the back-to-back eighths and giving Arteta a new contract, etc.? It will just come to life that my theory of him being not the right manager to take them to that next step potentially coming true. Because you got to remember, bro, everyone has their roles. You get it. When you leave this room and you're on your journey, the bus drivers have their roles. The traffic wardens have their roles. The bin ladies and the bin men, respectively, they have their roles.
Mm.
Arsenal and Arteta, what is your role?
Fez, brilliant. I love it.
You get what I'm trying to say? I'm still trying to find out what is Arteta's role.
Fez.
Is it Oli type business?
Yeah, Fez.
And you just got to concede and
the next gaffer to... Yeah, I hear you.
Because their squad is prime time ready.
Yeah. Ready, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
if it's not this year, when's it gonna be? Last season I wasn't saying that because City, there was targets to be still a mad squad, blah blah blah, this, that and the other. If it's not this season,
big trouble. And we will be so live. We'll be live. We'll be there. We will be so live. Like, it's crazy. But yeah, obviously you're going for Arsenal. I'm going for boring old City. No one cares about you guys. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting in terms of, because I feel like no one's really backing any other team to second.
Nah.
So if it's a two-horse race, bro, it's going to be a very interesting season still.
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying for top four, bro? I think, before you go, that this is generally going to be the most interesting top four race. You know, teams like us, top four is not what we aspire to.
Yeah, but that's where we at.
Yeah, you got to admit it. Like, that's where we're at.
That's where we at.
It's going to be interesting because teams have made some crazy signings that I'm like, raw. You know, every year you're like, Prem's improving. The quality is improving. Bro, I kid you not. I was going through the table.
Oh, no, it's mad.
Bro, I was going through the table today and I'm like, this, we could drop points.
Anyway, no. But that's been the Prem, bro. You can drop points anywhere.
Nah, because last season, I'm looking at teams and I'm like, even arrogant me or whatever, even where we're at, I'm like, nah, bro, we should be beating you.
I hear you.
There's teams that I'm looking at now and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, it's peak.
Like, do you get what I'm saying, bro? So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. But what are you saying?
So, third place, Spurs.
Swear down.
Spurs. I saw enough last season to think there's something to work with there. And their signings, bro. I like the route they're going down in terms of their business. I think that will suit Ange a lot. I think Solanke is a brilliant signing. Absolutely amazing signing. Archie Gray.
Baller.
Bergvall, is how you say it? Bergvall. I think their back four is brilliant. And I think, yeah, they got a gaffer. Like, it's a much more settled side than Liverpool in terms of, like, they've got a new gaffer. United in terms of this whole mess, etc. And if we have a couple injuries again, it'll vum. Do you get? I just think they have a steady gaffer, a steady squad. Enough to take the best of the rest, in my opinion. In fourth and fifth, I was chopping and changing. I went United. I think it'll be idiocy to have such an injury crisis like the one we had last season, to make that mistake again, because it's not like one season's a coincidence. To have an injury crisis like that for a second season, it's unforgivable. So I'm assuming that will get rectified. Do you get it? So with everyone fit, with maybe one more coming in after the two that came in, I think there's a style there enough to see us squeeze top four. Fifth, Liverpool.
Okay.
Again, I think their squad, Jurgen's left it in a space where Fergie maybe didn't. Fergie maybe left the aging and whatever. There's aging players, don't get me wrong, but I think the makeup of the squad is enough to kind of be in and around. And I think the gaffer's got in some nice principles, like we've seen in pre-season, to kind of get out them players, innit? And if they get, there's been noise of Zubimendi or whatever, they get that kind of player in the middle of the park, which I think is their priority area, then, like I said, I was chopping and changing, innit? So it could be fourth, could be fifth, but I went fifth, Liverpool. And sixth, Toon, Newcastle.
Mm.
I think if they get Mark Gay over the line, they mean business. They know Europe. Gordon, Isaac, all them players that we know already, innit? Yeah. To add Gay to the back line. That's a signing.
Tonali.
Yeah. Back. And without, you got to remember what they done when they didn't have Europe.
Willock, injury crisis. Is he going to be back?
So bringing a player in like that is humongous, bro. So if they get that over the line, I think they'll be there in and thereabouts, innit? So the last spot of the top six is Newcastle.
Fair enough. I wasn't expecting Spurs third, but I get it.
Just to add quickly, it's just, you see with Europe as well, I play a lot of, I put a lot of emphasis on Europe as well. I think United, we're going to go full throttle in that. Whereas I think Spurs will rotate this, that and the other. So it's like, those things play a part too. I just think United, Liverpool will go full throttle in them competitions. So
I don't think we'll go full throttle this season based on how big our squad is.
I hope to. I like to my man prove me wrong, because my man does love playing, which I don't mind at times. But when you're playing a team in Uzbekistan, you have to rotate, bro. Mm-hmm. Do you get it? So when I see it, I'll believe it. Do you get it?
Yeah. No, fair enough. So I'm going for us to finish third. As you said, the injury crisis, that was ridiculous, bro. Like, there was days where, bro, I was praying to the Lord with disbelief at how many cases. We had more than 60 cases. Like, that's ridiculous, bro. That doesn't happen, bro. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. And a lot of the injuries contributed to our poor season. Like, let's be real here. Like, we missed players that, bro, if any side missed, they're going to catapult down the league. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think we're going to be much better than last season. I think Ahmad coming into the side is going to add a lot of intensity to our play. And yeah, we're just not playing with 11 men, with certain guys being off the pitch. It's true, bro. It's true, bro. Like, literally, bro. So yeah, I'm quietly optimistic for
that's
our season.
I say that's the right phrase.
Yeah, quietly optimistic. Fourth, I actually went for Newcastle.
Okay.
I think, yeah, with no Europe and going to St. James's Park, bro, it's going to be a techie.
And they had a mad injury crisis as well.
That as well. And their squad, bro, when you look at their squad, they are plugging gaps as well, bro.
And I think, yeah, like 100%.
Livra,
I think Hall and that will play
Hall and Livra, of course, bro. Yeah. They're going to look like a different outfit. Yeah. And then you have Tonali, Bruno G, could they potentially get another centre mid in?
Or anyone else they might get in. They were looking at strikers to back up to... Do you get it? No, you I get hear it. You, I hear you.
Their squad's looking good still. But yeah, going to put Newcastle fourth. Fifth, Liverpool. I think...
It's an unknown, isn't it?
Yeah, I think... What I saw from pre-season, I was surprised, I'll be honest.
Yeah, fair.
Pre-season isn't a be-all and end-all, but I just feel like the pre-season showed me that if they keep their players fit as well, like the likes of Jota, then they can motion. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Jota is key, I think.
I think he, what also is key is him, man getting a tune out of Nunes and Szoboszlai.
Yeah.
They're the main two. You spend big money on them and they were shocking last season. I think they're shocking. I don't think it was the last season thing. I think they're shocking.
Szoboszlai.
So, yeah, both of them. So I think if my man can get a tune out of them two, they'll have a better chance of, you get it? So
yeah,
it's just unknown, innit? Like, yeah. But yeah.
No, it's going to be interesting, bro. Like, mad interesting. And like you say, I was actually chopping and changing for fourth place. Because I was like, ooh, Newcastle, Liverpool. But I just think Newcastle are solid in terms of where they're at.
Yeah.
Like, when you look at Spurs as well, but we're going to get onto Spurs. But I see Newcastle and St. James's is a massive, massive contributing factor, bro. Like, going there is daunting, bro. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Especially if they're off the back of a poor defeat or something. You know the next game's they're gonna be rocking.
Mm.
So I don't see them going on a run where they're losing bare games or anything like that still. So it'll be interesting with them. Sixth place Spurs. Like I say, Spurs could have been fourth, Spurs could have been fifth. But I don't know, bro. I'm just not totally convinced yet. Having said that, though, I believe Solanke is a top signing for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the perfect striker for them. People are asking me, would you take him at United? No, I wouldn't. No disrespect to Solanke, but for Spurs, I think it's perfect.
Mm.
Perfect timing. He's 26, I believe. He's just off the back of scoring, I think, 18, 19 goals in the Prem. So he's in a good place. Do you get what I'm trying to say? And he can hit the ground running straight away. And when I watched him live, yo, he's sharp as anything, bro. Sharp. Wins these duels, hold up play, good finisher, can run the ball into the channels if needs be, baller.
Cool.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my top six still. Interesting one. Bit different this year. You get what I'm saying? Usually it's United to win the league.
Oh, Fez. I didn't want to be the one to say it, man.
You know, the delusion didn't kick off today. Yeah, man. Got to be realistic, bro. But yeah, I think that Newcastle shout will surprise a few. Yeah. No, it will surprise a few.
And the Spurs one.
Yeah, but I feel like...
That's how tight it is.
That's how, exactly. And that's why I said that this running for the Champions League spots are going to be mad.
Mm.
So I want to touch on a side that I believe at the current moment is... an embarrassment of the highest order.
I don't know. We didn't speak about this before. We knew that we were going to speak about a side.
The Chelsea.
Yeah, I didn't know what team he was going to say, but take the floor, my brother, because I was going to mention the same team.
Oh, shock. Imagine my shock.
And mention probably the same explanation you're going to give. So.
Okay. So I'm just confused with what's going on at Chelsea. Like, genuinely confused. Like, you know, it just looks like they're feeding the 5,000 over there. You get what I mean, bro? Every day that goes past, there's a new signing. Oh, pick me. Bro, no, genuinely, I'm mad baffled with what's going on at Chelsea right now. I speak to my mate. He's telling me, yeah, bro, this is part of the plan. Like, I swear down, bro. This part of the plan. Like, yeah, we're trying to do this youth thing and flip money for players. And then if the player don't work out, they've got their move. Bro, you're just toying with players' futures. Like, I don't understand their strategy, bro. Like, it's mad baffling. And if it was happening at United, I would be so worried that our club could basically go bankrupt. You think I'm... Bro, it's not a joke right now what's going on at Chelsea. It's
just,
and I feel like
it's just like the thingy deal collapsed. Yeah.
Yeah. Samu
Omorodion, yeah.
Ooh, well done.
Hey. And then now okay, it's collapsed.
Okay.
But then now, okay, João Felix. And that for me.
Sorry, we gotta go back.
No, but that's just an example.
But we gotta go before that though.
No, but there's
many, innit?
Yeah,
I know.
They signed a first team goalkeeper, supposedly.
Okay.
Then four days later, they spent another 14 million on a guy who was born in 2005.
Okay.
A keeper.
Okay.
They've got about 9 centre backs. They've got about 9-10 midfielders. None of them complement each other. None. It's just
They're
letting
option.
Go of Trevor Chalobah, bringing in Tosin.
Tosin Adarabayo.
If Chalobah's not better, they're the same thing.
Same. Trevor is definitely better than Tosin, by the way.
I'm not against that.
Bro, he's better than Tosin. He is better than Tosin. Like, I don't know what, like, where this, like, surge of Tosin prop came from. For me, he's always been a steady centre-back.
Steady Eddie.
Nothing more, nothing less.
And if he didn't have Chalobah, not a problem. But for me to be treating my man, and then on top of all of this,
we'll get to Enzo after.
No. Oh, on top of all this, they're treating their youth products the way they're treating them, saying you're not allowed in the building or whatever. You're not allowed to have water from the canteen.
Who was it? Trevor and
Gallagher.
No, Trevor and Broya, and then Gallagher and Broya, they just violated.
Yeah, Enzo's apparently gonna be the vice captain or whatever.
I was at Stamford Bridge for their friendly.
Against
Inter. Shout management, Kelly on that one. Nice Sunday, you know, nice day out. But bro, I'm looking at the pitch. I'm seeing Enzo calling the shots, all of this stuff. And I'm just like, bro, like, I can't believe it, bro. It was like, it was a joke, a genuine joke. Like, someone does something wrong and you reward them. And you don't just double down, you triple down.
Just keep doubling
down. Like, you just keep double, 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 double. Yeah. Anything now, double, double. Like, hey, bro, I was so baffled when they did that still. So, yeah, Chelsea are in a mess. I'm chilling with my boy. And I've been on Twitter. What do I see? Neto. That's when I was like, yeah, man. Like, you need to pack up the whole club. Like, Neto, Felix. They want Osimhen.
Then Carney's apparently
Carney,
sale.
Are you going? Are Madueke you staying?
For Madueke, sale.
Newcastle, is it? Oh. Sterling came on yesterday. Like, I don't understand what's going on, bro. So, yeah, that's the team that I think are going to finish 9th.
Attempt for me. I hear it.
I genuinely believe that.
And I'm not surprised we picked the same team.
And I am not surprised we're putting them so low.
Yeah.
Like, it will be astounding. It will be a shock. It will be...
If they do well.
Bro, it will be doomsday if they do well. Yeah. Like, I will shake every single Chelsea fan's hand that I see. Because I'll be gobsmacked. It's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man. Long may it continue. You get what I'm trying to say? So, yeah, bro. Relegation, you know, it always seems like you got your banker in terms of you see the new season and you're like, yeah, cool. Either those 3 teams or maybe 4. There's nowhere else you're going to be but in the bottom. You know what I'm trying to say? So what are you saying for who you think?
Well, like you said, the Prem, you've been looking down the list and it's strong.
Yeah.
That's the problem now. That when man come up, if you're not spending, you're good. Like Luton, like the 3 that went down, they went straight back down. Do you get? And there's a possibility that could happen again.
Mm.
It's not boring. I don't want to sound boring, but Leicester apparently are going to get a points deduction. Without the points deduction, I thought they were going down. So with the points deduction, they're Garrow going down. For me, bottom, slap bottom. I think the signings they've made, they lost their gaffer, Steve Cooper, Bobby Reed. Who else they signed?
Oh my God.
I can't even remember
Lost Dewsbury Hall.
Lost Dewsbury, one of their best player.
Iheanacho.
Lost Iheanacho. They got Wout Faz at the back, Vestergaard at the back. They got a couple nice players that done well in the championship, which will be okay. But yeah, mainly it's the points reduction. And obviously the
not fair though.
The money that they've not spent.
Not fair though, that points deduction, is it?
It's just what happened with the other teams last
But weren't team, they shouldn't they have
it was
got
when
it.
They were in the Prem or something. Yeah, it's just but it's gonna come, apparently, and I think that won't help. After that, Southampton. Again, I don't think there's enough there. I don't think the gaffer's good enough either. And I don't think there's enough there. They were linked to Carvalho. That would have been a big move. Might have changed my stance. They didn't. So, yeah, I just think it's two teams like similar to the guys that went down last season that just won't make it out, in my opinion. The last spot, though, Fulham. I look at a team and I'm not...
Not moved.
There's nothing there for me.
You're not having...
Smith Rowe.
You're not having the next KDB, or is it?
Oh, well, they spent a lot of money on him. Mm. He's a good player. Is he down there for the... Can he get down and dirty, though? I'm not sure. And then... But that's
you're
a good...
You're saying that about Madders.
That's a good signing, though. That's a good signing, though.
Yeah.
And it could change fortunes. But before that, I was looking at their team and I was thinking, this is... Like, it looks hopeless, bro. With all due respect, it looks hopeless. Like, I just... Aging players that are not good enough. Is Muniz gonna go again? The mid, Harrison Reed, there's Tom Kearney, there's Willian, there's Calvin Bassey, Diop, Robinson's all right.
It will be.
I'm not sure. Their only glimmer of hope is the gaffer. And I just think if things start rolling out, could be a long day and they could find themselves in trouble, innit? But yeah, that's my three.
For me, quickly, rock bottom Southampton.
Okay.
I just meh. It's just, yeah, nothing. I saw a quote from, I think, the manager, or it was a player, don't quote me, saying something like, we're going to play how...
Yeah, that could be a...
We're going to play... we're going
to
play...
Go find out what happened with Burnley.
They will find out what happened to Norwich. Let's go way back. Man, yes. Hey, they're like, yeah, we're going to play no matter the team. Yeah, we're going to get some rollickings, but we will win more games than not if we play our game. See you in the champ.
Fez.
19. Leicester.
Uh-huh.
When you sell senior man, you pay the price. Do you get what I'm saying? And I feel like, as you said, bro, their team isn't, like, really inspiring. Do you know what I mean? Especially, Leicester didn't go down. Like, it weren't long that Leicester went down. Their team shouldn't be how their team is. They should still have, if not youth players that came up, because remember, they were in Prem for a few years. I think they just got it wrong, bro. I feel like they went through the loan system kind of thing, and I don't know, innit, but from what I've seen, their squad building, etc., back down to where they belong. And that's the champ, personally. And finally, I think Ipswich. Yeah.
So when I look at three to go back down.
Yeah. When I look at all the teams in the Prem, Ipswich have spent a lot of money, but I don't think them in the Prem, I feel like it's a season too soon. Like McKenna, good manager.
I think they've made good signings though, bro.
Yeah, like potentially.
You're looking at a team like...
But Amari Hutchinson and these guys did well in champ.
No, but there's talent there, bro.
So who do you look at, like, straight away and you're like, ooh, maybe, like...
The Greaves brother from Hull, the centre-back. I think
don't
that's,
you know about him?
I think that's a tidy pick-up. I think when you pick up from the championship, it depends on how you do it, innit? It's like... And I think my man was the star centre back in the championship. I think that's a good pickup. I think they bought the keeper from Burnley. Apparently they got Ben Johnson on loan from West Ham. Alzate on a free. Like even when they're not spending, I think they're bringing in Premier League experience, bro. These men have played in the Premier League. Then when they haven't, Liam Delap, they splashed on up top. Like, do you get what I mean? So it's like, I think there's a good mix there, bro.
No.
And then the manager on top. So I'm thinking.
No, don't get it twisted. To be fair, it was out of Dem and Bournemouth. The reason why I was thinking Bournemouth is because I'm like, who's getting them goals?
Oh, okay.
Who is getting them goals? So late in the window, who is getting them goals?
Fez.
So yeah, I just think Ipswich, just their team, bro. Like, I just feel like another season in the champ, they would have been able to solidify themselves. And then when they moved up, it would have been a more seamless transition. But yeah, bro, I don't know. I feel like they're going to go back down. Hopefully they don't. McKenna.
Mm-hmm.
We need him in a Prem. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm trying to say? Feeder club settings. Start loaning our boys out. You get what I'm saying?
Fair. Fairs.
So yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting still.
Fairs, bro. Fairs.
But yeah, big season ahead, bro. Mm. Can't wait. Can't wait. That's another episode on Field of Play TV. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, all of that good stuff. We'll be back with another video sooner than you think. The consistency levels are going up this season. So yeah, make sure your notification bells are on so you don't miss a vid. And yeah, we'll be back sooner than you think. Peace.